More than half a million pounds of food into this community this year. And that should be 20%.
The problem is when you go electronic, it's totally electronic. Some people don't have that access. I mean, I ran across somebody, I was visiting my mother at Woodland Farms, and he's there for a little while, hopefully she get out. But there was somebody a few doors down that was there doing therapy. And I knew her from, she's actually lives in my legislative district, and I just was talking to her, and she was going back home, and she said, oh, you know, at least I was here for the week, I didn't have to buy food and things like that. So she says, I'll have a little extra money, and I'm like, you know, so what, how much are you making? And she explained a little bit about it. And luckily, I said, okay, I called out, got the form, brought it over to her house, filled it out. She was, you know, that day she knew she was awarded $650. And if she knew that, she didn't know nothing about that stuff. She knew all the time she could apply for the original and gotten the emergency. And that, and when I looked at what she was making, I would say, I don't know how in hell could you live off that.
But the reality is she does not think herself as being poor.
No.
That's, you know, again, I'm glad for her. But that falls in part of the problem. That's not for me. That's for somebody who doesn't have any money. I have some money. In reality, that's the least underserved population. The seniors don't. You got to even, you know, this gentleman over here is on. Has been, I've been here 18 months. He's been here twice. This kid's from over 20. He doesn't need it. You know, he doesn't need it. He comes over. But he'll take 2 loaves of bread. That's it. So, it's been an interesting year. The numbers are coming up. But the problem with electronic is there's nobody to hear your story. And you've got to tell your story because it's a powerful moment when you walk into Susie's office and say, I need help. I got $2,000 on my electric bill. That takes courage. So you've got to give them time. And the stories are just horrendous. And the biggest thing, the big group that's not being served by anyone is that low-income person who has a job, doesn't meet any criteria. We helped 2 of them this year. When it was 10 below zero, you know, this woman just got a promotion. She was $700 or $800 over the limit. Her furnace blew up. Her 16-year-old son's no heaters, no nothing, but nobody can help her. She's $800 over the limit. So she says to me, you know, I shouldn't have taken that promotion. Because if I didn't take that promotion, I had an inference. And I'm like, hey, no, we're going to get you an inference. She had an inference in 24 hours. That's the group that breaks your heart. Because they come in here with legit stories. And there's those, not so legit, but it breaks your heart to see, you know, disabled girl, they have no hot water. Again, 12 hours, we've got our hot water here. But I have women phones for that. We all do. You were asking about electric. Now, there's no money in this county right now for any health and utilities. People are calling you $2,000 bills, $1,800 bills. And Central Hudson, they'll turn it off. They don't care. And so yeah, it's been an interesting challenge, and I just think that we have 8-9 more people know this building is. So I do appreciate it. We have not. This agency, for whatever reason, well, I can tell you the reason. We are what we call an entitlement agency. We are the only agency in this county to get Head Start money, CSBG money, and weatherization money. So I guess, you talk about the entitlement mentality, that was our mentality. The worst thing that happened to this agency was Hurricane Irene. We got $2 million from the federal government. We were a little large. They took it away. So we have we're dabbling next year for our 50th anniversary, and we will be having a big affair. But also we just purchased fundraising software, grant writing software to link us into every foundation in the United States. Because the county, the city, the state, the federal government, they are not going to come to our rescue. We have to do it ourselves within our own communities. It's just a good year. There is no way that anyone else is going to be accepted. And we're in Ulster County. I live in Dutchess, the rich county. It's across the river. It's a sin, but we don't get in it. But I also worked in Orange County for years when they were a downstate agency. You want to get downstate county, man, that's where the money is. But we're upstate, so we have to live with it. But we'll pull it out. We've got jobs. We've got to be home. A lot of good people in this town.
There's a certain amount of the problem is with this type of an agency that is an entitlement agency. You know, it's very, there's very strict rules for fundraising. In other words, you get yourself in trouble when you do fundraising for an agency like this, so you have to be very careful.
We can use no federal funds for fundraising. So the past administration interpreted that as you can do no fundraising. No, you have to charge your fundraising to a different fund, and that's what you do. But that's, you know, that reduces the net. So hopefully the board, they're getting involved. And, but I haven't been able to manufacture money. Look at lights. We got $80,000 worth of lights. It cost me $8,000. I'm going to save $6,000 a year in electricity. So this is that type of business decisions. One of the big things with Queens Gallon, she was paying $50,000 a year to heat the place. All she had to do was convert to natural gas. It would have been $25,000 to $20,000. But again, you got to look at the business decisions. You got to save money. Again, every dime you get is precious. So with the food pantry, mobile food pantry, there was no money for that. That was existing dollars. And I think agencies have to change priorities. Our needs to be community needs, and so do our needs. So we got to meet the community needs. So that's the game this town. And we do have rules. Head Start, 1,600 standards to meet. CSBG just came out with theirs, which is about 58 standards. So more regulations than I've ever, ever encountered in my 30 years of doing this.
All right, well, thanks, Mike.
All right, Shady,
we let you go back to work if you want.
Yeah, just let me know what you've done. I'm on lockout.
No problem. All righty, we got a member from CASA, right? You're from CASA?
Yes.
Did you want to say anything? Anything contribute?
I think I'd rather just listen to the
No
I
problem.
I intuitive.
Yeah, I think there's a little mix up with the invitations went out. It's new, so there was a slight change.
Well, Richard couldn't be here. He had a meeting in Newport, so he said, would one of us come in instead? And I have the information that Richard would be willing to give.
No problem.
So therefore, I'll just listen.
Yeah, normally we usually invite them, you know, once every couple of months to come in, and we didn't really need to this time. But what happened was Nettie, who just came back to the legislature room and sent it out. And I think she thought that all of them would get the invitation, so that's what happened.
Well, I can leave.
Well, that's up to you. You can stay here. You can leave. That's really your call. All righty, so, and we let it go. This is Carl Brown. He's a member of the Community Action Board. He's one of the citizen members.
Hi, John. Everybody.
You want to say anything, Carl?
Sure.
Okay. Well, Mike, just the director just went upstairs. He gave us a little fill-in on some of the lights and things, some of the changes that were made, and some of the savings you guys made.
Yeah.
You know, good moves that you and him and the board made. And, he filled us in on a few changes going on, money-wise and such. And I'm sure you guys have your own ideas that you guys are looking at also.
Yes.
So I know you have a pretty good board. There's some good people on that. And we just did pass a resolution putting on the elected official members.
Okay.
That
are on for
the and you'll have them some to contend with.
We can use that.
They're a bunch of, we put purposely contentious people on there, right? That's all we have, so I mean, we can follow us.
So, we're actually looking for a lot of help. I'm on the planning board also, and one of the things I wanted to do here is in Kingston Ulster Community Action Improvement Fund, I started by my uncle, Al Brown, whatever.
Yep.
I know him. He was a community activist in the area. And he started up the Head Start program, and it actually started at our old church on Wood Street, St. Mark's Church, and then it was moved down to Roundell. So, he started out with a job corps program, jobs and stuff like that. He kind of got away from it a little bit, and I thought about starting something where we can get some of the kids for summer help to come out and and help do some of our work, like our cleaning here, cleaning outside, and stuff like that. Maybe we can branch off also to the senior citizens that can't do their lawns. We can do some lawn maintenance for them also. So we want to try to do what we can to create some jobs in the community.
That would be a big help within the city. I know that probably on the some of the outskirts too. It's going to be, you know, they can't take care of their properties. And you know, then people start coming down on the property values around them. You know, begin to be devalued, and you know, so it's actually a great idea. Already, and we really got here, and then what we do have is from the college. You get a focus in on PhDs and all that stuff.
FTs,
they say.
Full-time equivalents.
Yeah, I don't know why I said FT.
You work with low credit hours for each semester, that's what that actually is. A little bummed to say that summer is quite beating our projections. It's down about 16% compared to last year. But having said that, because we were over in the fall and in the spring, and actually winter yet, we're still riding about 3% over the budget for the year. What we had anticipated or projected that we were going to do. Really, other than that, we've been working on next year's budget, the 2015 budget. I know that there's a resolution on for public hearing for that on the agenda. In essence, we just found out yesterday that the negotiated increase in the pay per FTE, state aid per FTE, is going to be at $75. You know, there was a plan proposed by the president over 5 years to get the state back up to where they're supposed to be, according to statutes. That was to be $250 a year for 5 years. They did $150 last year. Our hope was that at least do the $150 again this year. We're looking at half of that. So that's going to be a bit of a challenge as to how we make things work as we move forward into next year. We don't have a number relative to possible tuition increases. We've tossed around $100. That's definitely not settled. We really have just begun those discussions just about a week ago. That's what we want to try.
Yeah, it's going to hit you on the budget affecting you. So then, you know, my concern, of course, has been that we keep on increasing our tuition, and we have the county itself has not increased their input to the college in 6 years. So, I mean, I really think it's time that we get behind increasing money for the college. I mean, it's we have to step up to the plate. I mean, that's, you know, that's an economic development engine the college is in many different ways, and you know, after 6 years of being flat, I mean, we have to step up to the plate, and I think our committee's got to be the ones that are going to have to help push that agenda a little bit, because I know now with that ad, that means you're looking at another increase, and presently we are one of the highest in the area, right? Are we the highest or?
We're not the highest, though.
We're higher than green, right?
I'm sorry.
Are we higher than Green County and Orange County? And yeah, we're higher than, I mean, the surrounding counties are higher than all of those.
Yeah.
Significantly higher than Dutchess, but that's, you know, Dutchess is well cheap. They cheap, yeah, they're well placed. Well, they're well placed. In the population center of both Poughkeepsie and the Wappingers and things like that. They have one of the lowest fares in the, right, in the state. Are they the lowest in the state? Very close.
They have been for the last 6 years.
Okay, I knew they were wrong.
And so, what contributes to that, them being the lowest in the state?
They've got a very large enrollment.
So. They're very large enrollment. They're very well placed.
So if we increase our enrollment, we can...
Yeah, that's why we always ask what the, you know, the FTEs are, in other words, because that's what...
We also get penalized for substantial expenses for those Ulster County residents who go over to Orange County. What is where I'm in Dutchess, I have a hunch in Dutchess, that we have to then pay How much are we paying?
Four grand, right, over $3,000.
So if they don't go to college here, they go to a four-year credit college.
So you got, you said you decided to go to Dutchess County Community College, mm-hmm. Most of the county would have to pay them, Dutchess County Community College for your...
But the numbers, if I remember the numbers from the 7 billion ballpark, that's true in the
weeds. As far as tuition,
that we have to pay out on those.
So we have to pay out
on the
Because
one of the problems has been that where the college is, if you're down in the riches, mm-hmm. if you're down in the southern part of Ulster County, you can run that over.
Yeah, if you're in a highland, mm-hmm. why would you listen to the program?
Not curriculum.
Yeah, it's more geography. See, the problem was when they decided to put the college out in Stone Ridge, that was part of the argument was that that is the middle of the county, where other people were arguing, well, you need to put it more in the population center, like for instance, maybe the town of Ulster or City of Kingston or something like that, where they more of the greater population.
But they're working on something.
But they've also tried the outreaches in Highland.
Yes, they tried that.
But it didn't really work because even with the outreach in Highland, the Dutchess County one is so close, and you can only do an outreach. You're not going to be able to do your entire program in that because it would be too expensive for the college to be doing that. Yes. So what happens is they
like to go to where it's closer.
Yeah, most people will
go where we're at.
Yeah, but I mean, you've been in Highland, you go across the Great Boom, you're there. And
but if we had a place like we're proposing to have a place in the behind high school area.
Yeah, there's still going to be a limited program.
Okay.
No, there's not going to be
effective.
You're
going to
have you're not going to be able to get every course program. You're going to get a very limited program.
Here we are, the state cutting back. They owe a lot of money for this program that they're not paying. But now they're cutting even more. We're getting these huge chargebacks that are going outside. I don't even know about the FIT thing.
Right, the FIT, that's still there too.
As well as the upgrading of multi family for the college, yeah. What we do. And what Dave is saying is right. It is important, and many of the legislators mm-hmm. have taken classes and graduated from Ulster County Community College, and that's only Ulster, and I'm probably one of them. But there's very few places other than the county where they can get money. Can't keep raising the tuition, can't keep cutting expenses, the state's not paying their share. Where do you go?
Right.
And right now, we're in a bit of a stretch because of some of the things that have happened that our fund balance is not what we would like it to be.
Yeah.
So, what door do we knock on? Obviously, we're dealing with anything, it seems.
Yeah. Could there be that a lot of the households, maybe not being aware of some of the grants that are available for them?
No, they
chase them. They do their job.
They chase them all down.
Huh?
They're always, they chase down. One thing about the college, they're very good at chasing everything.
One of the things that I love about the college, to me, it's probably the most important thing for me, is that single moms, is this program that they have, that single moms that are eligible in getting social services, if they want, they train them 5 weeks, a training program on how to be a student and how to be responsible, mm-hmm. and they wind up giving them through TAP and Pell grants, and hopefully that money will still be there. College educations. Then you go on to Marist, get a 4-year degree, and then one person in one Columbia for a history. And the key of it was when the state recognized supervised study as work. There was always a problem because nobody wanted to give the names because their participation rates would drop and as a penalty for that if they don't work in the social services department. But once that thing happened, we could take people off social services because they'd be earning and getting degrees and things like that. For me, that's
a beautiful concept.
Well, and the state adopted it as their official plan.
You see, that's where we want to be also, because
right.
We're helping a lot of people out that are in poverty, and Community Action's always done that, but the whole idea is to take them from poverty to taking care of themselves.
Yeah.
And a lot of that.
Well, maybe you could.
It's high school.
You might be able to create some outreach with the college.
Yes.
That's a big step, because one thing that takes away a deficit and puts in an asset.
Exactly.
Well, because if you want to go back to that core idea of helping, in other words, get them from poverty to prosperity, more or less, in other words, the ticket is work, of course, getting a job, something that pays more than
exactly. Minimum
wage, and where to do that.
And that's what we're trying to work on right now. First, realistically, before we can say we can do that, we need to do it in-house first.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot to accomplish. Grants, funding. I mean, we just spent $8,000 on software that we can go out to different clients and stuff like that. But that won't give us some money.
Mm-hmm.
Can we utilize some of that money for school or new programs like you were bringing up, curriculums and stuff like that, that we can actually maybe make ourselves a little bit more attractive. Maybe somebody might want to drive the extra 30 miles to go to Ulster County because they might have a program for that.
Yeah, they're always looking. It's like an elevator one. I don't know if you've got back with you yet. Did you hear about that?
No.
You know, when John and I met with the president, Rob had it's his son Rob. They were in a place and they had to wait to get the elevators fixed. And I guess it's almost like a dying breed of people that actually go in and fix elevators. And and it's an art of certain points, because let's face reality, you don't want Joe the plumber coming in and fixing your elevator. You know, I don't want to be on the sixth floor and that elevator going down pretty quickly. You know, I'd like to know that the technician knew what they were doing. So yeah, I guess they're making some calls on that. I mean, they chase them things. Maybe that might be a little technician thing that, you know, you get elevators certified at Ulster County Community College.
I agree. Great.
Because you people
in Chicago, where I came back from, huge out there, big business. I mean, obviously you got big skyscrapers and stuff.
Right. Like that.
They're fixing these all the reason.
You know, a lot of times with technical kind of thing, training, something like that, the cost of the equipment to be able to do it is really kind of puts it out as being something that you can look at and use. I'm not going to say we pay for the lives of a grant or something like that. It's not something that's common with investment. I don't know if, you know, one of the issues relative to the budget and being flat and all that kind of thing is the time. You know, here we are, you know, we're putting together our budget for the following year, which only includes 6 months of what you guys are already at now. And so you're saying your budget, they're using the same numbers as they were before, because they're using the same theories.
Right.
That's, you know, just as a caution.
No, I certainly understand that.
Thanks for one more question. On Sophie Finn, you're not looking for this coming budget year. What will that do to your financial theory? If there's enough people move in that haven't been in the future to get the college?
Conceptually right now, time frame, realistically, we're looking at, you know, summer of 2015. Just because it was taking so much time, the approvals for things and everything else was just dragged.
What does the opportunity really look like? It's going to generate revenue.
It will, but remember, we're taking what we have at the DRC and moving it over there.
But you're going to get, because of your proximity to the high school.
Hopefully that will create more opportunities, sure. But remember, we already have a very successful collegiate program where we're teaching that in the high school already. Kingston is one of the, you know, that school is one of the
right. Really credits.
Yes, we're already been doing that.
So you're not anticipating a significant uptick?
I'm not anticipating a significant uptick.
But it may be a change
we maintain what we've got, because we've got a very successful program going right now for the DRC. I think we can. But I'm not anticipating, you know, the bags of new revenue.
Right. Now, would that be, we already have a very effective nursing program out at the college.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, being right across the street from the Benedictine Hospital.
What a lot happens now is because the hospital populations have shrunk down so much is that the opportunities for placements and training that they have to do as part of their program has shrunk also. We've kind of anticipated that. We've made up for it using more simulation, but that's required a bigger investment in that versus the but I don't know if that growth is any newer opportunities or not. We really don't know. Don't really see. So that really depends on the hospital situation system. So.
Right. Well, you may be able to tie in with the Benedictine.
Yeah, I think we tie in with whatever's going on left. So that.
Right. That's right. That's great.
All right.
All righty. You're just in time for the resolutions.
Okay.
Alrighty, we did the first resolution, appointing and reappointing members, so you can sign in on that if you want. The next one is approving the execution of contracts in the excess of $50,000. The Health Alliance Medical Alert, which is the Office for the Aging, but they entertained someone to move it. There we go. You came right in. You went right in. All righty, and seconded.
Mary.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All righty, now we have the one for the college, which is 130, authorizing the public hearing on the tentative budget. That will be out at the college, and they will give us a PowerPoint. And what? MTDIS? Moved and seconded by the Democrats would like to eat. All righty. All those in favor?
All right.
Confirm reappointment of a member to the Ulster County Youth Bureau. And this is Esther Taylor Evans, correct? That's 128. We need another appointment, 129. Ronald Fields from the New Girls, and there's two of them.
We have
I don't know, one from Stone Ridge, I do not. It is the appointments by the county executive.
Okay, so then,
and
then this is just
excuse me?
Do you know either one of those?
No, I never.
She knows Ron Fields. Oh, yeah, Ron Fields.
He's been around the whole time.
Yeah, he's been around the whole time. All right, well, can you take a motion to move this?
I'll move it.
You ready? Seconded by Mary Warren. All right, all those in favor? All right.
28 first, 129.
Yep, 129. I'm going to take a motion to move it. Stone Ridge, Tom Gregorius, seconded by Greg Lopez. All those in favor? All right, we did the tentative budget. Authorized the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement to receive a grant funding from the New York State Environmental Facilities Corporation for Green Infrastructure Elements utilized in this project. What is that again, Mark?
It's the economic development. I think it's like green infrastructure. $488,000, I think. This is to facilitate coming to the paving station. It might rain or not, but with the
infrastructure. No, right. It's an MS4 kind of thing. Is that part of the MS1?
No. Rain gardens, that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay.
This is to minimize the damage. the runoff.
Well, you minimize, the MS4 then.
Well, not that, the MS4 is the direction.
Well, the MS4 just is the runoff that goes into the rest of the world, shall we say, because of the other roof. So you're minimizing that by
putting in the rain yard and things like that.
Gotcha. Move by Craig Lopez, seconded by Barry Morrow. All those in favor?
Aye.
There is something that with the UPO, and I know that there's been some discussion among some of the legislators that they're looking at maybe putting together some of these types of advisory committees for the legislative body. So, just letting you know, maybe something may come up.
I'm not sure what that means.
What it means is because I think a lot of it had to do with some things that took place in the youth bureau, the way it was set up, and the way the county executive appoints people and they serve totally at their pleasure, and it becomes a situation where some people feel that we want the advice that is unfiltered, that is not just yes advice.
So, what's the recommendation?
Oh, I know that some people have been having this discussion in reference to creating a couple of these types of boards or advisory groups to advise the legislative body. So, I don't know if it'll go anywhere. I'm just giving you, letting you know so that it's like a
rule. I know one of the things that came up in one of the rules was potentially if a slot was not filled within a sufficient time period, that the legislature would have an opportunity to fill it. I think there was some.
Oh, right, because they win.
I think it was
15 members, there's like 7 missing members.
Right, not filled positions. And, right. So that I didn't know anything.
Well,
an advisory board paralleling that, I'm not sure what the value of that would be.
Your advisory
board? Advising what and to whom?
Well, that was one of the major problems was, like, for instance, prime example is someone from the Youth Bureau. In fact, it was the chairman of the Bureau. He asked the State Assembly office for some information about state funding. So they sent the body an advice on state funding, how you can get possibly more state funding and all that. Well, that person got fired. Because it was the wrong assumption. So
they're just really looking for something that would offer some protection to somebody.
Yeah, in a way, looking for protection on that. We're looking for, in other words, we want unfiltered advice. In other words, it's done. You know, that's what some people are looking at.
But would that be a charter change then?
Not really, because we have the ability to create. I mean, we're the only ones that have subpoena power. Let's say by the subpoena power, let's say by can create means whatever they want or how they want. I don't know if Elliot does. He may. The executive does not.
Well, everybody could try it.
Well, I guess the point of the question, I think
you just get your temple and you don't worry about it. Yeah. Thanks so much.
I'll follow you down the road.
All right.
Sure. So the appointments to the youth board are made by the executive, is that correct? So that what information we get, how would that be used if there was an advisory board? If all the appointments are being made, are we approving what they do?
No. Well, if we had our own, it would be a different game.
Well, I was trying to say by the advisory board, I'm not quite sure that. One was saying, what's the benefit?
Yeah, there may not be a benefit.
Okay. I feel like if there was something already being established,
that. Well, you get a different
view,
right?
Yeah.
Something ferreted out. I piece.
No, it's just...
It's just something for more of a dialogue to understand.
Well, that helps.
Yeah.
Well, right. It needs to be addressed on some level because, you know, somebody, if you're worried about being fired, you're not going to do a good job.
Well, you have to follow your position. I mean, I think there is some...
Yeah, you need to... Well, you all have different ways of looking at it.
I don't have that, but I'm going to, you know, I mean, I am. Exactly.
What you're I mean, you know, some people want, are more willing to have unfettered advice than there is, and some people don't like that kind of advice. I've heard it be told.
Thank you.
Yes.
The better half.
Right. So, anyway, we've got the agenda covered. If anything else anybody wants to bring up?
That's just something quick.
Sure.
Regarding your point of resolution, this was brought up on Monday in the Public Health and Social Services Committee, that there were a number of appointments that we didn't have any information on. It was, we didn't have a resume. And I think it would be a good thing just to attach with the resolution.
Which one? The ones for which?
The ones that we just, the Ron
Fields and
Esther Taylor, right.
Okay. That was there anything that I didn't notice?
Right no, there? Nothing.
Yeah.
But you're right. I mean, that's why we ended up with the last issue we had at
sure.
the session.
Yeah.
We had no idea.
No, exactly. Who knows if there's sitting on another committee that will disqualify us.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah.
Or that report that notice. I made a point. Monday night to the future to have this, you know.
Well, normally they do use the
I thought we might be at last year that they were going to start.
We go through that every year.
Yeah.
I think for the 20 years I've been there, it seems they'll start doing it and
then
they stop.
Well, maybe it needs to be written into some kind of agreement. I mean,
The problem is that you have either a yes or a no vote on that, and if you're voting no on it, I think or the only other way to do it is you say you send a message that it'll always be a no vote unless there's something attached.
Right. Okay. Well, we did that in Ways and Means, and things got changed. Couldn't get some of that information that was required, and you know, what was cast, and everybody hustled.
See, the problem is with this, if you don't do that, if you don't act, and you know, once the executive hands an appointment to us, if we do not act at that monthly meeting, then they're automatically appointed.
It's a fact of appointment.
Right.
So then it's almost like you're derelict of your duty.
It's really encouraging. I mean, it's nice to know
right.
we're saying yes.
Well, it's really more than a courtesy, because you never know. I mean, it should be. It's just,
well, it's not like we're going to check and guess what they've already flushed out, but let's,
right.
as you would hope. They
but what we really might want to do, maybe as a chair, consider it, is it's coming from wherever it's coming from, but just have a note that goes with it. Check. So sorry. The person that's presenting it has acknowledged their responsibility for being correct.
Yeah.
As opposed to just, I thought you were going to do it. I thought you were going to do it.
Because it's rare for people to come in. Sometimes they do. When they're
yeah.
right.
Right.
But
then you don't want to get into a
right. So what
we'll
do.
Sorry.
Yeah. You know, in fact, if you could do something up for that, let Nettie know that we're going to send something over to the executive that for now on anything that comes into this committee, no matter what the appointment is, we need some kind of background. Whether it be a, you know, you know, resume or at least some type of a background, so we have an understanding of who the person is.
And maybe why are they appointed?
So back.
Maybe any night committees are on, so we would avoid that position.
Yeah. Well, that was a rare issue, right? Because it was an ethics committee issue, so, you know, with the ethics committee, they would certain things.
Of course, they required no other activity.
Right.
I think it's just appropriate to have backup, just something about the person you can read and understand it. If you have a recommendation, in that recommendation, we're assuming that you checked everything else that you have to. But at least like to know something about the person.
Well, but even on this youth board, which would be obvious, they can't hold any county or state office.
Well, the nominee in this particular case, the executive office
would
be going through that. It still doesn't alleviate. I want to be a little bit more than a rubber stamp, but there's a question, if there's something that comes up that just doesn't make sense. You know, we get it ahead of time with the resolution coming through with the backup, then you have an opportunity to ask the question, get the answer, and then you're good about what you do.
They actually do that. They give you that token. It goes to the financial background you have, and stuff like that. And then it also goes into. Are you basically doing this for any financial gain? Do you have a business on the outside of the trunk? A lot of that's done on a survey. It's about that thick. And then you have to actually go off and get it notarized. So I think a resume is fine. I mean,
so this is for these people, right? Well, you know, because he's also a member of the. You're a member of the. To the Rice Commission, right? Human Rights Commission.
Just to get a blank, it's hard to move forward on the
But I think a person's resume and having them in front of you talking, they should at least show up and introduce themselves so everybody knows it. I mean, sometimes you might, I'm not sure. You're saying, let's have this person on. Nobody's seen it.
Well, it's the executive's appointment. We're not nominating him. He's been nominated and vetted, but he and she have been nominated and vetted. And that's okay, but there should be something that we can look at ahead of time, that if there is a question, we assume that everything's fine. But if you look at something and there's something in there that doesn't make sense, we have an opportunity to discuss it before you wind up here in the voting line.
Yeah.
Right now, these papers are being paid.
You're right.
Okay, well, I did entertain a motion to adjourn unless you want to continue.
So,
second. All those in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.
Yeah.